living in filth and squalor and torment, mutilating his body, bleeding out, bruised and broken. In Matthew, we have a same account, but with some different details and varieties. It says in there that he was extremely fierce and violent. He was possessed with a violent spirit. So much so that no one could even pass through that region. They were scared to do so because of the extreme violence of this man who was beside himself. They had tried before to restrain him. They had even put chains and shackles on this man, but he broke them and ripped them off. He could not be restrained. They couldn't tame him. They couldn't calm him. They could not give him any relief whatsoever. They were powerless and helpless to lift a finger to help this poor, pathetic wretch of a man. Living in that hellish state, beyond any hope, beyond any help, cut off from society. Luke tells us that he was naked and that he had been driven into the wilderness by the demons. I'm sure that doesn't mean that he hitched a ride and they took him there by car because he couldn't walk the streets naked. I think it means he was literally driven in torment from all that he held dear, isolated and cut off from the very people who wanted to help him. That is an extreme situation. Without hope, without relief, and perpetually running from what cannot be escaped. I don't know if you've ever dealt with clinical depression that haunts you and haunts you and will not let you sleep, that torments you day and night, that crushes you under the weight of everything that is pressing in upon your soul, where your mind is constantly traveling at a million miles an hour trying to figure out the answers to the questions that cannot and will not be answered and not able to find any relief from the things that torment and haunt you. That is an extreme place. It is a dark place. It is a wretched place to be. We may not have been in exactly this man's situation, but I believe that many of us know what it's like to be in that place of extreme darkness. That place of hopelessness and despair where you look and search and frantically try to figure out constantly how to resolve the issues that are tearing away at your soul and you can find nothing to get you relief. Powerless. Cut off. Maybe even despising ourselves. Maybe those very things have to do with who we are and what we believe about ourselves and our circumstances. And we look at our circumstances and we just heap guilt and blame upon ourselves for them until we hate ourselves and we hate where we are and we even begin to hate everybody and everything that got us there. Some people even just hate God for allowing them to be in that place, and it is a wretched place. And this is epidemic in our world, panic attacks, that where people are helpless against that sense of icy terror that just seizes them and they can't escape from it. They can't rationalize it away. And they live over and over and over, not only in a state of that fear, but in fear of that fear because it's so debilitating and paralyzing. And we are surrounded by an entire generation of youth who are tormented by epidemic panic attacks, who grow up into people who live in a state of clinical depression and crushing defeat. And this is that man. And I thank God that our Lord is an extreme deliverer, that there is no extreme situation you can find yourself in that our God cannot deliver you out of. I don't care how dark, I don't care how fearful and terrifying, I don't care how hopeless or how much despair or how much powerlessness we feel, our God is mighty to save. He is able to go to the darkest, deepest place. And as Corrie Ten Boom said, when she was living in a concentration camp and her friends and family were dying and being executed all around her, and there was no visible hope on the horizon, she said, there is no place so dark and so deep that God is not deeper still. and is able to rescue and deliver out of that situation. Our God is an extreme deliverer. I don't know where some of you might find yourself in today, how hopeless you feel you might be, or what despair you might be facing, or how totally without help it looks like your circumstances are. I am here to testify and declare that our God, our Lord Jesus, is an extreme deliverer. As we were singing a few moments again, He conquered death in the grave. Nothing is beyond His power. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing is so dark or so ugly or so complicated that God cannot rescue out of there and straighten what is crooked and make beautiful what is ugly and bring life out of death and light out of darkness. And when I look at this man in this absolutely, utterly hopeless situation, absolutely, utterly hopeless. He had exhausted everything that was available to him, and nothing helped. When he saw Jesus, he ran and worshiped him because something inside of him told him that life had finally come, hope had finally shown up, and something about this man told him that he could be delivered from that situation. Can you imagine? It says immediately after they got out of the boat, they barely pulled the thing out of the water. They were still just getting out of the thing. And this demoniac, screaming, bleeding, bruised, naked, comes running at them, falls at Jesus' feet and begins to worship Him. Praise God. That's the first step in deliverance. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. I know it's tempting to run away. I can't tell you how many people I know who, in the midst of their trials, have isolated themselves and ran away from people, from the church, from their friends, and have run from God. Because they don't understand, if there's a God, why am I in this situation? And their faith won't reach over that obstacle. And so they run from Him instead because they can't resolve that in their minds. And it only adds to their torment. But the Bible says, don't run away. Take courage, have faith, and run into His arms. Run to Jesus. Straight to Him. And then worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Because when we worship God, it breaks the powers of darkness. When we start to declare, not the lies of the enemy that says God has forgotten us, or God can't help us, or God doesn't want to help us, or He doesn't care, or He doesn't see, but to declare the truth that God delights in mercy. He loves to help us. He especially loves to help and deliver and bless His children. But He will run and help and bless and deliver anyone who will simply come to Him in faith and cry out. So cry out and worship God and declare in the face of everything that hell throws against you that our God is not like that. Our God is mighty to save. Our God can deliver us. Our God will deliver us. Our God longs to deliver us. He loves to show mercy. This Bible says that He delights in mercy. Some people delight in football. Some people delight in cars. Some people delight in shopping. God delights in mercy. He loves to go through the day just showing His goodness to whoever will have the faith to receive it from Him. So run to Him and worship Him and declare the greatness of our God in the face of all the lies that hell tries to throw against you. Let Him know, let the enemy know that we're not taking it today. We're rising up and we're going to lay hold of the victory God has for us. Fear gives the devil power. Faith sucks the life out of him. I want to strangle the man. I want to suck every breath out of his body by a strong fight of faith. But he wants us to fear. If he can get us to fear, fear is the opposite of faith. His power is based on fear. If he can get you living and walking in fear, he can keep you under his dominion. I believe that's why he was attacking me with various bizarre health symptoms to try to instill that fear so that I would stop walking in faith, stop walking in victory and confidence, and start walking in fear and discouragement and trepidation. Thank God the Lord kicked his sorry butt out of my life. And thank you guys for your prayers, because prayer changes things. Praise God. Our Lord is able. He is there. Everybody say, he is able. He is able to deliver out of extreme situations. Glory to God. When I got that email from Aaron, man, that was an extreme situation. I had to stop and just recoil from that for a moment. God is able to deliver from extreme situations. Number two, our Lord is able to deliver with extreme power and authority. I love power. More power. More power. Mark chapter 5, verse 7. Let's read this powerfully. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? This is the demon speaking out of him. You know, demons don't like worship. You start worshiping, man, it rattles demons' cages. They hate that stuff. So this guy runs and falls down at Jesus' feet, starts to worship him. Man, the devils are going to have none of that. They're like, I don't think so. And so he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, by God, that you do not torment me. For he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Also, he begged him earnestly. He begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country.